Is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man can only take so much disrespect before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, oh gentlemen, this is wonderful. What do I mean by that? Hey, I predicted that 2023 was going to be bloody indeed. And gentlemen, as usual, HMT does not fail to deliver on the bloodshed. Now, this article was sent to me by Kwame Den Davis, and it was published on the 17th of April. Man took photos of girlfriend after fatal stabbing in Hartford. A man who terminated his girlfriend in Hartford this weekend drove her to the police department and showed officers photos of her body, according to an arrest warrant obtained by NBC Connecticut. Once again, gentlemen, we have a man who was pushed so far beyond his line, he did not even attempt to go on the run. What more can be said, gentlemen? What more can be said? Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! Police said 52-year-old Pedro Grajales, of Hartford, went to the police station at 3:22 p.m. Sunday, approached officers at the front desk, and said he had just stabbed his girlfriend and that she was in a vehicle parked in front of the police department. Wow! Just wow! The warrant states that police officers found 57-year-old Nilda Rivera of New Britain unresponsive with numerous stab wounds. My man decided to go straight up stab happy. Stab, 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 stab! Ho-ho, I stab you again. Yeah, numerous stab wounds. That was definitely not an easy way to go. Authorities said Rivera was stabbed more than 25 times all over her body in areas including her chest, head, face, and arms. This guy went into a straight up frenzy. Police said Rivera was found in the front seat of Grajales' car, covered in blood. A knife was found in the car's center console. Officers treated her until EMS arrived, and Rivera was taken to St. Francis Hospital, where she was pronounced deleted, police said. The incident happened on Murphy Road. According to the warrant, Grajales and Rivera had been dating since July of 2022. He recently found out that she was having an affair. There you go, gentlemen. The motive behind this man putting on the mask. Now, I find it very rich. Something that I'm really starting to rewire my brain for. Whenever a woman cheats on the man, men are told we should just leave. No, if she wants to cheat, She should leave. But we know how women do this. They want to have that dual mating strategy. She had this guy who was probably a good guy, stable, but then she had somebody on the side. But yet, we're told as men, we should take it on the chin. Oh, no, 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 no. In my humble opinion, when a man is cheated on and he does something to that woman, he is the one who's actually the first victim. Yes, her deception, her treachery. You think of the mental anguish that a cheated on man goes through, but yet society will still tell him it's his fault. Hell no. Grahalis had been planning to offline his girlfriend for several days, and he admitted to the crime during questioning, the warrant reads. He told officers that he hid the knife in his pants pocket and drove her to McDonald's to get food. After they ate, Grahalis drove her to a secluded parking lot and started to stab her. Man, this guy's a stand-up guy. At least he took her offline on a full stomach. Boy, y'all know I ain't shit. He told officers that he waited for Rivera to pass on before driving her to the police station, according to the warrant. It was later revealed that Grahalis sent a picture of his girlfriend with stab wounds to, quote unquote, her new boyfriend, the warrant says. Man, that sounds eerily familiar. That's right, the guy in Maskistan who found out that his wife was cheating with another woman. Yeah. Mm-hmm. However, in this case, I don't think the side guy would be too bent up about it. More than likely, he's just gonna move on. Quote unquote, Grahalis blames the termination on his girlfriend's affair and said the other guy made threats to his mother and Rivera gave him his mom's address, according to authorities. Grahalis was charged with the termination. Bond was initially set at $1.5 million and was raised to $3 million. This is the city's sixth homicide this year. He is set to be in court on May 15th. Well. Once again, we have a woman who could not do the honorable thing and just say, hey, you know what? I'm not really feeling this relationship. I think it's time for us to just go our separate ways. You know, I'm interested in someone else. You know, you just don't do it for me. But no. Women do not have the ovaries to actually be honest and truthful. And this woman being 57 years old shows you that female fuckery has no age limit. Mm-hmm. Well, gentlemen, what more can be said? Honestly, anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, went down in a secluded parking lot. Gotta give that one a 5. Method of execution. Obviously, the hot butter knife of doom. So you know I'm giving that one a 15. Psychological impact. Even though more than likely the side guy didn't care about the photo that got sent to him, I still got to give him a 15 for actually doing that, for actually taking her body to the police station with him. So yeah, he gets a 15 for psychological impact and for the brutality factor. More than 25 times. Like I said, this guy went into a straight up frenzy. I was gonna give him a 15. However, I have to bump that score up to a 20. So Pedro, the Punisher, Grajales gets a score of 55. Let me reiterate this, gentlemen. The idea that a man who has done no wrong but still gets cheated on by the woman in his life, yeah, he is the victim. And I'm tired of this society trying to gaslight men by saying, well, whatever she did, you know, it's still your fault. You cheat on her, it's your fault. She cheats on you, it's still your fault. No, 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 no. Once again, that goes back to what I was talking about in yesterday's FAFO file. Ladies, you need to either A, be adults who can take accountability, or B, be children and be stripped of your rights. Plain and simple. The fact of the matter is, cheating is never a mistake. It is a choice. And if you make a choice, guess what? You need to be held accountable for said choice. She could have just packed her stuff and said, look, this relationship is not good. I'm interested in somebody else. I want to go and pursue that. Hey, no harm, no foul. I think if more men were actually told that in relationships, a lot of men would not put the mask on. Yes, it would suck. Yes, it would hurt. But at least give that man that goddamn honesty. But no, this society actually incentivizes and rewards female infidelity. So yeah, more and more men are saying, you know what? Fuck it. She wants to cheat on me and disrespect me and become the bane of my life. Guess what? I don't mind going into the cage, but I'm gonna make sure she goes into that pine box. Ladies, you wanted this? You got it. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And women in relationships who still think that being unfaithful is something that you should be proud of, understand, and understand this crystally clear. The power you think you have by being an unfaithful woman will go out. The fact that society incentivizes you to do so, that will go out right along with it. Because once again, a man is not going to tolerate that. More and more men around the world who find their wives and girlfriends are being unfaithful, are betraying them, guess what? They're putting on that mask. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Welcome. Murder on my mind. Yeah. Losing all my hope. Yeah. I'ma do the crime. Yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill. Yeah, fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.